Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden got rich on his name. Nothing wrong with that. That's what you do. That is what, if you're in the public eye, that's what your goal is. I'd like to get rich on my name, okay? But here's what I won't do. I won't sell us out to do it. I won't sell out the conservative movement. I won't sell out America. I won't sell out. If I get rich on my name, I get rich on my name. If I don't, I work. I do a regular job. Welcome, folks. Who is my name? This person's name is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Getting rich on your name. That's what people do. You gain a reputation, a good one, and you say, my word is my bond, and people go, I trust you. I have many friends that feel that way. That's what we do. It's the American dream. Most of us don't get to do it. Our name means little. I'm not diminishing you. I'm just saying it doesn't. People, right now, there are groups in Arizona going, we got Kevin Jackson coming to speak at our event. They're not going to say that about some of the people that I have the utmost respect for. You. They don't know you. But they know me. They go, we want that good-looking, talented, bald-headed, beautiful man to come speak. But it's because they've heard of me. And it's funny, I was talking to a buddy of mine. I said, you could be the world cornhole champion, and I could take you somewhere, and people go, oh my gosh, there's a world cornhole champion. And you could be, I don't know, I wouldn't say Denzel, but you could be somebody big in, say, football, and nobody knows you. You could be big in rodeo, and I take you to Houston, Texas, and they think you're Denzel Washington. It's all a matter of perspective. But it's about your name. Your name in that little microcosm that you live in. That's what it's about. Your reputation, your character, what people think of you. And it's okay if you make money on your name. Bondurant. Racing. Petty. Right? Racing. I don't know. Football. There are guys, Nike, Jordan, basketball. Excellence in basketball. That's how you build. We all shoot for that. We all want it to some degree. It's a little mark on the planet. But there are ways that you shouldn't accomplish it, and the way the Bidens did it is not good. When Joe Biden acts emphatic about something, that's when you know he's lying. Like when Biden said, I never talked to my son about his overseas business. And he said it multiple times, and he was emphatic. He didn't say, you know, I really don't recall ever talking to my son about his overseas business. It's possible. Is that reasonable? I mean, come on, help me now. Y'all help a brother out. Is it reasonable for Joe Biden to say, you know, maybe. But, I mean, I wouldn't have, I've met with him. Maybe I've given him some counsel. But no, I tend not to get into his business. He's a grown man. But when you go, never talk to myself. Whoa. Guilty dog barking, thou doth profess too loudly. What about when he said this? I've never taken a penny, not one single cent. Really? What I would have said is, look, I'm not going to speak in absolutes, but I really don't recall having done any business that would have gotten me money from outside sources. Now, It's a global world. I'm not going to say no, but in terms of anything crooked or anything untoward, no, never. I say something like that, but I wouldn't go, I've never gotten a penny. I mean, it would be like me selling a book in Scotland, and me go, I've never gotten a penny from it. Oh, Kevin, here's a book we sold in Scotland. Oh, okay. Oh, and here's a book they bought in Nigeria. And here's a book they bought of yours in Australia. Oh, shoot, you know what? Maybe I have. I would say, well, you know, my books can be sold anywhere. Here's my products. Maybe somebody downloaded a white paper that we sold for a buck. Maybe. But I'll tell you this. I've never done anything illegal outside. See, that's something I'm Joe Biden says that. I'm like, well, that's reasonable. Joe Biden doesn't say that. Democrats aren't saying that. Here, I'm about to write a piece on this. 20 shell companies. Please, I would love for the Democrats. Oh, Joe Biden, he's innocent. Joe Hunter Biden, they've done nothing wrong. Listen, why are you targeting them? Impeachment? 20 shell companies. I don't know how you do business. Let me ask you this. There's a guy, he's got a car wash. I go to the car wash to get my car wash. I do the cheap one. I just say, y'all wash the outside, I'll go to the free vacuums, okay? And then I let this brother that looks a lot like me clean it the rest of the way. But that's the cheapest way for me to do it. So, I go to this guy's car wash. It's called Jackson, ironically. I don't own it. I wish I did. I don't think he's got 20 shell companies covering up that car wash. I think it's called Jackson's. I will bet you money that you could go to the Secretary of State in Arizona, look at the paperwork, and you'll find that business is registered as that business. It isn't going through 50 different orchestrations to get to the car wash. So I would really love for the Democrats to come up with something reasonable that says, here's why Joe Biden needed 20, the Biden family needed 20 LLCs. And what I think the Republicans should be doing, this is just me talking, but I would take these LLCs, I would scatter them all on a map, I would do the little lines going across connecting them, and show all the Biden family members where the money goes, and I'd have Joe Biden sitting up here by himself with no lines connecting him, if they don't connect, and say, they want you to believe that a family that has no product can generate all these, has 20 different shell companies going to all these different family members, and there's not one connected line to this brain-dead moronic clown that they call the big guy. Please explain it. Oh, and by the way, here's another one the Republicans should be doing. Demand Joe Biden's LLC taxes. Demand it. I'm going to write a piece about this soon. Joe Biden, what's your product? He's emphatic. I did nothing wrong. 20 shell companies, phone calls during dinner to discuss, I don't know, the weather, because Lord knows, when I'm having dinner, I can't wait to be interrupted by somebody calling to say, hey, Kev, is it hot in Arizona right now in the summer? Boy, I tell you what, your timing is impeccable. We were just getting ready to sit down to eat and discuss the weather with my partner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They're closing in on the Biden, on Joe Biden specifically. And it's almost impossible not to. I said, connecting the dots on this, a 3-year-old could do it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 20 shell companies, phone calls during dinner to discuss the weather, probably global climate change, right? At least 9 Biden family members on a payroll for a service no Biden can identify. And I know, nothing to see here. Everybody sets their companies up that way. And Democrat, I don't even know, Comer, all he has to say is, show me a company who sets up 20 shell organizations, 20 LLCs to do business and what is normal business. Show me that. Show me anybody doing it. By the way, let me get some IRS people in here and some DOJ people in, and you tell me what is it that you see when somebody sets up 20 LLCs and has 172 what they call it, suspicious activity reports, SARs. What do you think? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And we have this. This is the evidence against the Biden family. You know who it comes from? Yeah, the right-wing conspiracy attack dog named Hunter Biden, who in his own words discussed paying his father half of his salary, the big guy. Biden got his cut just like the government, folks, except his was a Joe Biden tax, and everybody in the family paid it. You're all going to make money, but you're going to give me mine. Can you imagine Joe Biden bringing the family together talking about this? The U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware, which charged Hunter Biden with tax and gun crimes last month, released to the federal court a now scuttled plea deal that affirmed that Hunter Biden got millions from Chinese sources in 2017. Now, Joe Biden says his family got nothing, but we know that's a lie. 2017 to 2018, by themselves. That money included money from a Chinese energy firm as well as legal payments from a Chinese executive convicted of bribery. You know what's funny to me? When you look at the Bidens, they always were in business with somebody who needed to clean up their act. Now you would say, well, Kevin, it makes sense. You want to get into business with people who are clean because it'll make you clean. In other words, birds of a feather. If you're going to clean up your act, don't be a drug addict hanging around druggies, right? Don't be an idiot hanging around idiots. Don't be around poor people hanging around poor. You know what I mean? If you want to change the situation, change the people you're hanging around. So these companies, Burisma and the Romanian company and the Chinese company, all wanted to clean up their act. And what's funny is all these people are going to jail. Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner, going to jail. Two or three Chinese dudes have either disappeared or they're in jail. Burisma. Guy that had his assets frozen, going to jail or under scrutiny or the company shut down or whatever. The Bidens were there to fix it. And what it wasn't birds of a feather looking to clean up their act. It was birds of a feather looking to get Joe Biden to use his influence because he's a crook. They wanted a crook to make them look like they weren't crooks. And Joe Biden is like, I'm not a crook. He's Mr. Richard. I'm not a crook. Richard Nixon personified times a thousand. I am not a crook. I've never done business. I've never taken a penny. I've never influenced anything. Except that whole little thing with Shokin that he got fired. But that's a song for another day. We've already covered it in another program. Anyway, the records confirm reporting from an investigative author known as Peter Schweitzer in his book Red Handed, and investigations in Congress that date to 2020 when Senators Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley from Iowa revealed bank transfers from Beijing to the Bidens. That's a great title for a book, From Beijing to Biden. Confirmed. They dropped a bomb on the Biden family about not receiving money from overseas companies. Hunter Biden received millions. And so did the big guy. The article continues. It points out red flags. Lawmakers said that the size of the payments that from communist China and Joe Biden's efforts to conceal them raise questions about whether such monies to the family caused the president to take actions like refusing to shoot down the Chinese balloon or shuttering the FBI's main Chinese counterintelligence program, rooting out spies in U.S. academia. These are Chinese spies. Now, Joe Biden says, no, that money didn't influence me to do anything. What are you talking about? I beg to differ. See, if another president, let's call him, I don't know, Donald Trump, were sitting there and he let a Chinese spy balloon fly across the country, and didn't do anything, didn't shoot it down, if he killed a program that was rooting out Chinese spies, if it turned out that his son was involved with a Chinese company that was run by a Chinese spy, and he would receive millions of dollars with no product to show for it, I venture to tell you, the Democrats would have impeached Donald Trump. So when I watch these Republicans go, well, we got all upset, you know, Comer's up there. We got all kinds of records. We got tax, you know, we got this. We got bank records. We got Sarge reports. Okay, why haven't we gotten an impeachment? I mean, that's what I want to know. We had Trump makes a comment.
Well, I sure hope Russia releases those doggone emails of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God, he's in bed with the Russians. But the Biden family has every connection. We got money trails. There isn't even any speculation about it. And the Republicans, well, we just need to get more evidence. Need to get more evidence. Need to get more evidence. Well, how much evidence do you need? I mean, Hunter's laptop isn't enough with the dude practically with a chronology of all the dirty deeds they were doing. And you can't get a commit. You can't get anything. Man, it's laughable. And guess this. 69% of the country, I saw this poll, doesn't believe Joe Biden got 81 million votes. This is after a full court press with everything these leftists have done. 69% of this country goes, that ain't even possible. And who's the 31% that does believe it? 69%. How many of you think believe January 6th was the biggest insurrection and attack on American, you know, democracy since forever? How many people you think really believe that? If they don't believe the election, they don't believe J6. Okay, I say again, Republicans, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, when are we going to go into offense and start going after these stooges? We should be demanding impeachment. Impeachment is a foregone conclusion for Joe Biden. Nobody sets up 20 shell companies or even allows it. Why would you take your eye off the ball with your crackhead son setting up those kinds of things and doing business with our enemy? How do you allow him to take his eye off the ball like that?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News Update. The Biden administration set to outline plans to prohibit some investments in Chinese technology to keep U.S. money from bolstering China's military and other threats to national security. Ohio voters said no to stricter rules on passing amendments to the state constitution. Preliminary election results show issue one failed yesterday, with roughly 57% of voters saying no. The Iowa State Fair that opens tomorrow offers a critical test for Republican presidential candidates that are not named Donald Trump. The former president holding a big lead over all the other candidates for the 2024 GOP nomination. Polling shows the former president holding a big lead with 44% of support, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 20%, all others less than 10. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The compromised Bidens, but we're closing in on them. Little by little. All you got to do is start asking the right questions. All you got to do is set the right narrative. We're doing it. Two segments so far today in this show, and I've already given you the key to the kingdom. The gold ring, the brass ring, whatever. I would rather have gold, but if you want brass, you go for brass. Chinese spy programs aside, what about the Biden scuttling America's independence on foreign oil? Then colluding with our enemies to help them establish an oil and gas infrastructure in the United States. Hey, Republicans, is this thing on? Scott Perry, Republican out of Pennsylvania and a member of the House Oversight Committee investigating the Biden family finances, said this. When you look at China, and their Thousand Talents program and other programs similar to that, where they pick key individuals, key government individuals to compromise them, then the policy that would support the United States of America never happens because these individuals are compromised. That is what is concerning about this. We don't even need to. I mean, there's no strategy here on how do we frame this? How do we spin this? Joe Biden has blatantly sold out America to the Chinese. Blatantly. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm in fuego. People are sending me a text. Kevin, you're on fire, man. Yeah, well, thank you. I'm just being me. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. Oh, man. I can only imagine people listening in there, you know, because I have buddies that work on cars and they listen to my show while they're working on cars and during lunch. And I can only imagine what they're thinking, like, because they get their buddies to listen to the program and like, who is this dude, man? Who you got me listening to? And then it's crazy. He's crazy. I gotta be me. What else can I be? I wish I knew the words. I'd sing the whole doggone song to y'all. Democrats ask folks as if Biden showed no preference to the Chinese, despite the in-your-face evidence. And folks, we're only talking about China. What did he do for Romania? Oh, by the way, oil and gas infrastructure. What was he doing for Russia? I mean, Russia is feasting right now. They got a war. They got new grains. They're able to feed their people. They're whooping Ukraine's butt. China, oh my gosh, do I really need to count the ways, Romeo? Their GDP is through the roof with us. I mean, they're eclipsing us now. Their trade deficit with us would choke a quarter horse. It's risen. There's been no penalty to China for anything. They released a virus into our country, and Joe Biden hasn't said a word. Hasn't gotten any money. In fact, we cover for him. Joe Biden's got classified documents that his son, we know, has probably read these things to the Chinese. Certainly been exposed to him in his think tank. Who's financed by who? Anybody? Anybody? Oh, yeah, that's right. China. Joe Biden's been given all kinds of money through his nonprofit, his think tanks. His son, who he said had not taken a penny, and neither had he, we know he's directly tied to CEFC in China, who, by the way, had a spy guy as their head dude. What about other Democrat Chinese infiltration? Feinstein's chauffeur? A senator. A senior senator driven around by a Chinese spy. Swalwell dating Fang Fang? Chinese spy. Joe Biden shuts down the program where we root out Chinese spies in academia and probably elsewhere. There are estimated to be over 2,000 Chinese spies just in America, and I bet you that's a fraction of them. I bet there's more than that. Oh, but, Kevin, please connect the dots. Oh, man. Recently, Congressman Dan Goldman drew the short straw. And he's got to protect the Bidens. And he inadvertently crucified Biden. And he admitted that there was one connection between the Bidens and Sun Hunter's business dealings. And he got called to task for it. I talked about it the other day. He said, well, there's not one single bit of evidence except Joe Biden getting rid of Shokin. And then he tries to deflect. Well, getting rid of Shokin, that actually hurt Burisma. Okay. The guy who is investigating Burisma and his connection with Hunter Biden, and you get him fired, and you say, no, that was bad for Burisma. Okay, well, how's it bad for Burisma? Because last time I checked, they had frozen their assets, and when Biden got him fired, the assets came back online, and Burisma, per Devin Archer, survived another day. Joe Biden, influence peddling, did his job. No connection, though. No connection between him and Hunter. And that little move to get the guy who was about to really drop a dime, drop the bomb on Hunter Biden, well, it just was good American policy. That's right. Anybody would have done that. U.S. Attorney David Weiss, his office in Delaware, released the text of Hunter Biden's plea deal. And after critics looked at it, they were trying to give this guy broad immunity. They were trying to sneak it in. Oh, that had nothing to do with Joe Biden's control of the Justice Department. And oh, by the way, they're now beginning to see that Joe Biden had targeted Trump. He's the guy sticking Merrick Garland on him for this faked-up, ginned-up January 6th nonsense. The description of Hunter Biden's income was in Exhibit 1 of this thing that David Weiss submitted, and it confirms much of the compensation that he was previously alleged to have received from Ukraine and China, covers a period between 2016 and 2019. Overall, in 2017 and 2018, Hunter received approximately $4.9 million from confirmed foreign sources. 2017, a million from a company formed with the CEO of a Chinese business conglomerate, according to the agreement, and the next year he would receive $2.6 million more from the same source. These payments, according to records released by Congress, came from CEFC, founded by Yi Jianming, who had close ties to the ruling Communist Party. So in other words, Hunter Biden is in business with the Communists. It's the only way to put it. They got funding from the state-owned China Development Bank, and Yi was also Deputy Secretary General of the China Association for the International Friendly Contract, an alleged arm of the General Political Party of the People's Liberation Army. This guy was in bed with our enemy, period. And who knows with who else, because you know how those Bidens are. Could have been some of the little Chirins. Who knows? Grassley wrote to the then Attorney General William Barr, who, by the way, is a scumbag. When Trump, I don't even remember. I remember. I don't know who recommended, but I remember when William Barr came on, and I said, "Why in the H-E double crooked socks would Donald Trump bring on an AG from the Bush years, the group that hated him the most?" And it vetted itself out. Anyway, I'm not going to go into much of it. He says this. He says the company's mission was to expand cooperation in the international energy economy and contribute to the national development. That is China's national development. Unbelievable. Another exhibit lists $664,000 payment from a Chinese infrastructure investment company based on a Grassley report. I'm not going to go through all this because we're litigating the same stuff. They're closing in is the point. Little by little. Now, I don't like it. I don't like the way the Republicans are handling this. They're so caught up in, we've got to be procedurally so intact. Democrats are never procedurally intact. They fly by the seat of their pants. Donald Trump said something. Oh, let's impeach him. Right now, understand this. Donald Trump is being pursued by Jack Smith because Jack Smith says, Donald Trump knew he wasn't cheated in the election. We know his intent. We know what's in his brain. But Comey doesn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. Why? Well, despite her bleach bidding servers, breaking them with hammers, breaking cell phones, and destroying emails, we don't know what her intent was. But Donald Trump, who said, I got cheated out of an election, everybody knows it. He believes it in his heart of hearts, as do you and us. I know this. I believe it. I believe it 100%. I can't imagine Trump doesn't believe it more than I do. I feel like a slacker when I say I believe it 100%. He must believe it 1,000%. But the allegations are, well, even though he said it, does he really mean it? Only the Justice Department can make that determination. Suckers. We come back, we're going to shift to another subject. Megan Rapinoe. Is it Rapinoe? I'm kidding.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I didn't follow the U.S. women's soccer at the World Cup. And I actually thought that Megan Rapinoe had retired prior to that, but I guess this was her swan song. And in fairness, I don't follow men's soccer very much either. But I do know it's very popular. I know a few names. I know Megan Rapinoe. And, you know, I know a couple male soccer players. I know male soccer men's soccer is much more watched than women's soccer. And I know Megan Rapinoe is a big mouth who believes that she should get paid the same amount of money, even though people don't watch her sport as much as they do men's. And I've also, I know that she's trained in leftism, so she hates us for whatever reason, doesn't even know why, and feels like the world is against her, even though she plays a sport, makes more money than most men I know, and still decries America. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I got a clip of her missing a kick, a free kick, I don't know what they call it. I don't think it was a penalty kick. Maybe it was at the end of the game, and, you know, one kicks the next kick until one of them doesn't make it, and the game is over. And I learned that the Swedish swimsuit team, no, I'm kidding, I wish, the Swedish soccer team, women's soccer team, defeated America's women's soccer team, or whatever you want to call it, here in America. Who knows what it is? It could be, you know, it's obviously laden with LGBTQIA plus people. So maybe we got a couple of transsexuals playing on our team. I'm not sure. I really don't know. But I know this. When I saw the kick that Megan Rapinoe made that sailed over, I'm not talking about just a bit outside. I mean, it sailed over the goalpost. I chuckled. I was actually happy. Now, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, they're showing a blooper. Like, oh, man, Megan missed the kick, which is the way it would have been if we had a regular women's soccer team. But we don't have that. The incompetence of the kick, for folks, that's what I noticed. Not that it hasn't happened before, because I don't follow the sport, but I'm sure people have kicked it over the goal. I know I did when I played soccer, but I don't know how to play the game. I don't know how to, you know, maneuver the ball and bend it like Beckham, okay? But I know this. You shouldn't miss a kick that bad if you're the ace on the team and they put you up there to kick. You're supposed to get it inside of the goalpost. But here's this woman demanding the same pay as men, and in her moment to prove herself how much she deserved all the praise and the accolades, she completely blew it. So much for the Billie Jean King of soccer, which isn't a high bar, by the way, because Billie Jean King beat a 55-year-old male tennis player, and women have, women hear me roar. Really? If she had beaten, I don't know, John McEnroe or Bjorn Borg in their prime, maybe it would have been something. Billie Jean King in her prime beats a 55-year-old loudmouth who was probably a setup so we could usher in the women's movement. Because guess what? Women in America weren't moving fast enough in the direction of what? Freedom? They got to take off their burkas and getting stoned in public or burned because her husband no longer wanted them. Thank God Billie Jean King and Megan Rapinoe came along. I mean, I tip my hat more to Martina Navratilova, who was openly gay in tennis, than I do to Billie Jean King, but that's another story. The heavily favored U.S. team lost to Sweden. Only fitting. And I'm not sure how the rest of America feels about our women's soccer team. But I know this. I was overjoyed to learn that they lost. I mean, I had a Michelle Obama moment. For the first time in my adult life, I am proud to be an American loser. And it cracked me up because it tickles me. Because I so love this country and I don't cheer against it. And here's the deal, folks. I'm not cheering against it now. Our women's soccer team is anything but pro-American. For the coach or the U.S. Soccer League, or I don't know, whoever governs this stuff, to trot out this LGBTQIA plus representative as a representative of women in America to make Rapinoe the face or the voice of that team says it all. The shocking and total, I'm reading this, the shocking and totally unexpected loss by the U.S. women's soccer team to Sweden is fully emblematic of what is happening to our once great nation under crooked Joe Biden. That's what Trump tweeted. And he and Rapinoe have apparently had this ongoing thing. And I don't blame Trump for getting involved. I remember when Trump got involved with Kavanaugh. Not Kavanaugh. Kaepernick. Good for him. Why was he getting involved with that? Because that is a social issue that needs to be addressed. It shows you that Donald Trump understands the nuance. The nuance of what's happening in this country. See all this wokeism? And Trump goes on to say, many of our players were openly hostile to America. He's talking about our women's soccer team. No other country believed in such a manner, behaved in such a manner, even close. Woke equals failure. Nice shot, Megan. The U.S. is going to H-E double crooked socks. MAGA. That's what he tweeted. And I know there are people out there, see, he just needs to mind his business. No, he doesn't. You need somebody with leadership who says, you know what? I'm going to address even the things that you consider minutia. That's how they get ahead. And good for him. I'm talking about it on my show. I'm not talking about it because, you know, in the scheme of things, it's one big mouth leftist gay woman who believes that she should get all the accolades and all the praise of men's soccer when nobody watches her sport. And you know what it did? It cost the men a lot of money. So they have to share their earnings. And the U.S. WNT signed a contract and the U.S. soccer rolled over. The men and women share the World Cup earnings. So how did the U.S. women's group did? They got eliminated in the round of 16. So the men earned $11.7 million from their 2022 World Cup performance. The women earned $2.9 million, losing to Sweden. The men lost $4.4 million. The women are pocketed their $2.9 million, and they're going to divide an additional $4.4 million. So it costs every man on the U.S. soccer team $191,304 for Megan Rapinoe to get her equal pay. How about equal pay for equal performance? So the men earn theirs, and look who benefits. As we should famously say in the conservative movement, no good deed goes unpunished. We are constantly doing the right thing, constantly looking for ways to placate these people. And you know what we get? We get a slap in the face. They didn't earn that $4.4 million. And just for the record, women's soccer in America is dead woman walking. In a few years, it'll go back, it'll dissipate back to what it was. Because the women's soccer team, soccer here in America, they will no longer dominate. I'm not the only one saying this. I don't know how we dominated to begin with. I don't know where these women are from, but I'll tell you this. Kids in other countries play soccer 24/7. The girls, if they want to popularize it, popularize it. But between a transgender and the other women in other countries just getting better because they're going to play it, they're going to want to get out, they're going to want to get to the money, you can bet that women's soccer is going to suffer mightily. And it'll be Megan Rapinoe who did it. And if they think that the men are going to continue to say, well, hey, let's keep dividing our earnings with the women who are losers, it's not going to happen. I mean, men are going to either say, you know what, we're just not going to play. Or you're going to watch it degrade to such a degree that men's soccer won't be, at least in America, won't be any better than women's soccer. No guy is going to want to play and get his money split with people like Megan Rapinoe for no reason.
Put putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.